The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, are you over 70 or have a family member who's now in the category where they have to cocoon for the next fortnight? Are they concerned they're no longer able to get out for their walk and remain mobile? Well, former rugby player and founder and clinical exercise specialist of the Personal Health Clinic, Andrew Dunn, is on the line. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how important is it that people who are used to getting a bit of exercise, they've been told to cocoon, that they keep doing something?
It's vital. It's vital for people to help themselves. It's also, we've heard people on earlier in the show this morning, it's vital to take any unnecessary strain off the health system in general. The benefits of exercise, the health benefits of exercise are, there's a multitude. And I think in reality, a healthy, fit person over the age of 70 is very, very common in Ireland, believe it or not. And while people are cocooned, they might feel frustrated that they can't get out and exercise. So there's a number of things people can do in the home to try and accelerate and improve their fitness, believe it or not, in this coming period.
Okay, now there are people who are used to playing two or three rounds of golf a week and that's their exercise, a good bit of walking and so on, and they can't do that in the back garden at home. So what are you recommending that people can do to keep up their aerobics and also their load-bearing capabilities?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different specific exercises. One example I could give you that's a very simple one at home. I'm not sure your exact age yourself, Pat. I think you're cocooning, but if you could stand up perhaps on the phone and try and do a single leg heel raise. So, for example, for an age bracket between 70 and 79, males should be able to do 14 single leg heel raises. And women should be able to do 16. These are kind of standardized norms. Now, what you probably will find is you're going to struggle to do 14 single leg heel raises, either because of balance, or you're going to have to fall and put down the other foot and just make sure you can keep steady, or your calf muscle itself might fatigue and get quite tired. Now, what we're talking about are simple little interventions like this that people can do at home. What you're talking about, the general health benefit of an exercise like this, it strengthens the calf muscle, it reduces your risk of falling, it improves your balance. When the calf muscle itself gets strong, it squeezes blood vessels and veins that pump blood back up to the heart. It's called in exercise physiology terms, it's called the skeletal muscle pump. And you can imagine having a better conditioned calf muscle, you're helping blood flow return to the heart. So people with cardiac issues, people with atrial fibrillation, people who've had stents, any of the above, if you can actually improve something as simple as a single leg heel raise and get it up to what should be a norm for your age, you're actually contributing to your health and fitness immeasurably. And you're also, as we said, in that bigger picture mentality, we're helping to take that strain off the health system. How many did you get, Pat?
No, I'm still sitting here talking to you because if I stand up, I'm away from the microphone. But I will, immediately after we conclude, I'll embark on that particular exercise. Is there a resource online that people can refer to, Andrew, that will allow people to learn that and to learn more?
Certainly, yeah. We set up a clinic 5 years ago in Dublin called Personal Health. And we have a website, personalhealth.ie, and we specialise in exercise for people with medical conditions. The average age who comes to us, the average age of people attending is 63. And most people have two or three health conditions. They maybe get up in the morning and are taking anywhere between 5 and 10 tablets. And what we're teaching them is with the help of their GP and their consultant referral and ourselves, we're helping them to understand that exercise is medicine, that the dosage of exercise is very important. And I think there's a lot of fear or people would be unsure of what's appropriate given I have had a hip replacement, or given I've type 2 diabetes, or given I've had cardiac surgery, any of the above. It's actually vital for this age group to learn how to exercise properly. And we would have a lot of online resources for people in terms of showing them how to exercise and also to exercise vigorously. You've mentioned people play the round of golf. or they go out for a walk, that's actually not enough. And now, right now in particular, when people can't do any of those things, what's important is that they can safely and responsibly raise their heart rate. That has huge knock-on benefits for the entire system within the body. Cardiology benefits for the lungs, benefits for muscle strength. And again, in this age group, there's a condition called sarcopenia, which is muscle wastage. You don't tend to see muscle-bound Arnold Schwarzenegger types in their 70s, and that's for a reason. We naturally lose muscle mass as we get older. Yeah. We also have reductions in bone density. So yeah, there are many, many ways we can exercise to do this. Another very simple one, Pat, I might give an example of is to get up and down off the floor. There are norms in this, and we've got to be mindful of people who've got other health issues, maybe low blood pressure, for example. But aside from that, almost at any age, if you can get up and down off the floor, and I mean from fully upright to fully prone, face flat on the floor and back to your feet again, if you can do that 6 times in a minute, you're doing pretty well. A lot of people won't get there, but you've got to start and build towards
it. You've got to start. All right. Well, the personal health clinic is your operation, Andy. Thank you very much for joining us.